It's B96. Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing, who apparently ruined the night the other night, Friday night, with his boyfriend. And I cannot wait to hear this story.
It was a beautiful day. Okay. I will say that, and I ruined it. We went to the White Sox game. I finally got to see my team.
Finally, so Ma decided to be a White Sox fan, and months later has gone to his first White Sox
Don't
game.
Don't do that.
Months later, even when tickets can be as low as $12.99. Yeah.
Long after he went to a Cubs game. Okay, so paint the picture. It's Friday night.
Romo's going to score. Throw to second. Safe. White Sox take the lead 3-2 here in the fifth.
It was great. The vibes were beautiful. And I was like, you know what? Speaking of games, why do you have a Sims family and your husband looks nothing like me? I just wanted to start a fight. And
record
I don't
scratch.
Know why.
Oh.
Very that.
Wait, like his Sims game, like the computer game.
The game Sims. If you don't know, you can make like a virtual life in Sims. You can have a family. You can have kids. You can have a ghost living in your house. You can have a side chick. You can
You design like an avatar life.
You design like your fantasy. And so, why am I not in that fantasy?
Are you designing your fantasy or are you designing a fantasy?
No, because when I play Sims, I build our life like what I want in the future.
Okay.
Why do you have a racially ambiguous pregnant man living in your house that looks nothing like me?
What? Well, I think we've gone straight into fantasy here.
Exactly, but like, why am I not a part of that fantasy?
So is he in it? Like, does his avatar look like him?
It looks just like him.
So you're saying he's fantasizing a different life with a different partner.
Exactly.
In his video game.
In his video game. Don't look at me like that.
No. I'm processing what that would look like for me.
Okay.
Right.
If you had a fantasy and you could build a world and you're with somebody, wouldn't you want your partner in the fantasy too?
Yes, but if it's a fantasy and I can choose Michael B. Jordan instead of my partner, I'm going to choose Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I don't think this is a celebrity.
Mm-mm. No, it's a random person.
No, I see what you're saying, because if my wife did this and she had like Dansby Swanson, who is her guy right now from the Cubs. She literally even told our daughter, we were watching the Cubs game on the Marquee Channel, and she goes, "That's Dada." And I said, "What the hell? That is not your Dada." Sorry, sidebar. But I would be very upset by this too and feeling a little jealous and ragey.
I was hurt so much so that I brought it up at the White Sox game and we were winning.
So it's the middle of the game, and then you're just randomly like, you know what's been on my mind lately?
I was like, the vibes are high. Let's ruin them.
Okay, so what did he say when you were like, hey, why don't I exist in your fantasy Sims world?
He was like, oh, it's a fantasy. He's kind of saying the same thing you're saying, but I'm like, when I play, I'm building like our future. I have a Sim too. My partner looks like him. Our kids look like a mix of us. I don't have a side chick and a ghost living in my house. I'm building a fantasy of the life I want.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
Uh-huh.
I also think that you're wild and way out of line.
That is so... Come on.
It's a game.
But at the same time, he spends all his time on it.
This is no reflection of reality.
He spends so much time on this game. His Sim looks so much like him. And this other person... looks a lot like
that bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, and looks nothing like me.
Do you think that this is somebody in like his real life?
No, I don't think so. But it's giving like, oh, is that who you want? Is that who you want?
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
You know what? At first, I thought you were being kind of dramatic, but now I'm on your side.
Exactly.
At first, I was on your side, and now I think you're being really dramatic.
No, because what do you mean you don't see me as a part of your perfect world?
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
It's giving? Like when, if a guy is trying to look at naughty websites,
uh-huh,
and he's dating me, but all he's looking up is big
booby blondes.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, wait a minute, is that what you like? Then go be with that and don't be with me.
Exactly.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to know, how did this end? Are you guys still in a fight? Is he going to go change his family to reflect your fantasies? Are you going to end things with him so that he could go be with this mystery pregnant man?
The thing about my boyfriend is that, no, he's not going to change it. He doesn't care. But also, I was very much like, okay, let's stop fighting. I love you. I'm always the one that starts the fight. And then I'm like, okay, wait, stop. Stop being mean.
Oh.
I do not see that for you. That's interesting.
I'm a little bit different around my boyfriend, I will say. Remember when he first moved up and you guys heard me on the phone with him? I'm like, okay, the keys.
All right. So the fight's over. It's just, do you think this has taken a toll on your relationship? Is this like, you know, the clock is getting closer to midnight?
No, but also like when he's playing Sims, I'm like, there goes that other
person.
Yeah.
You know what? The next time that you're walking down the street and you see someone that looks like him, you're going to be like,
that's him.
That's him.
Oh, there's your fantasy, man. Oh, all right. Well, good for you guys. I'm glad that you're jealous of
a virtual person.
Yeah, this person doesn't exist. I'm glad that you guys are going to be able to move past this.
You should turn this into a problem the next time you guys go out.
Yeah, I think so.
Stay toxic.
Dining with Wolfs and I'm on the prowl.
5 seconds remaining. Fox to Wendy. Wendy tries a three, puts it up, off the mark. Ananobi to rebound. It's over. It's over. Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
Can you believe that?
After 53 years, and I think they can wait 53 more.
You know what? Honestly, yeah. So the Knicks beat the Spurs. The NBA championship has come and gone. They won in game 5, and New York turned up.
Start spreading the news.
So here's just a dab of what happened.
Some school buses were set on fire, NYPD vehicles were damaged, and some officers were injured. But for the most part, New York City really came together in what was an electrifying evening.
How do you have that? And then, but for the most part,
everything was, ma'am, you said officers were injured. That's not the funny part. Like, the funny part is that, like, but everything was fine. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, school. Did you see these videos of them, like, destroying school buses?
5 school buses. A person was literally shot.
Yeah, a person was shot. They're like, police officers were injured. But for the most part, New York handled it fine.
They're like, you know what? We'll allow it for a day.
You know what? And here's the thing. And I was sitting here reflecting on this. And I was like, man, New York. That's shameful. The way they just, like, just did too much in celebration. And then I thought about it. If the Bears won the Super Bowl, I can't say that we would be that much better in Chicago.
And you know what? Let me get off my high horse real quick.
I've never understood I've never understood the, like, let's celebrate so hard that we destroy things.
Destroying things is a lot. But I do maybe understand feeling so much like, that if everyone's shaking this school bus, I might go shake the school bus.
Don't shake the school bus, Carla.
I'm sorry.
If you are ever caught on video shaking the school bus, I'm going to be so disappointed.
They'd be like, is that Carla from B96?
That's the moment. Are you Carla from B96?
Me driving the school bus. And when I'm back in Chicago, they're like, woman stole school bus.
Yeah.
I'd get recognized in like 4 seconds.
You're Heath Ledger, the Joker in The Dark Knight, just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so New York really did celebrate. There was some damage done in the celebrations.
What's crazy
is this isn't even like the celebration parade. That doesn't happen until this Thursday, you said, right?
Thursday.
Yeah.
So expect, if you're one of those offices or one of those jobs where it's remote and you have any workers in New York, nothing will get done on Thursday.
No.
Nothing at all, because they will be celebrating, and I think it's a national holiday. Mm. I expect when the Bears win the Super Bowl, because they will, I expect the same type of excitement.
Yeah.
I expect the same type of grace for the fact that the Monday after that Super Bowl, nothing's getting done.
No.
We won't be. We'll be here.
Of course not.
Hungover.
And the day after that parade, like, you can't expect much from anybody.
No, you can't.
But, yeah, you know what? Congratulations. The Knicks won the championship. After 53 years, they beat the San Antonio Spurs, and that's a wrap on the NBA season.
Yep, and then we just wait until, I guess, what is it, the fall?
Yeah, if you want some more basketball, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But there's other sports going on. The World Cup is happening right now.
Oh my gosh, I know.
The what do they call the hockey? The Stanley Cup Finals are happening.
Oh, like, is that
all,
really?
Yeah, all you that is what? Happening at once.
The only hockey that I know is literally Heated Rivalry and Off Campus. Mm-hmm. And I wish that I knew more of it. I didn't even know that like we were still playing.
We are not. The Blackhawks are not and have not been playing for some time.
Oh, no. We're not very good.
Oh, not this year. Not this year.
Okay. You know what? But
another time.
Dude, it's got to be the United Center curse because neither were the Bulls, huh?
I know.
We've been out the game a long while.
Yeah. All right. Stick around for Lala Ticket Tag and your shot at 4-day Lala wristbands.
Your chance to win your Lala tickets is coming up in less than 10 minutes on B96.
The Rhythm of Chicago.
Lala Mornings. And it's Lala Ticket Tag, so your chance at wristbands to go all 4 days of Lala this week.
Yes.
At 7, 11, 2, and 4. Let's say hello to... Who is this?
Lucy.
It's Lucy?
Lucy, where are you located, Lucy?
In Chicago.
Where in Chicago? You got a neighborhood to rep?
Yes, Jefferson Park.
All right, we're going to call you Lucy in Jefferson Park. And you know what? Because you're the first one, you got it easy.
Yeah, you're already qualified. Yeah. Tag, you're in. Lucy in Jefferson Park.
All right, so Lucy in Jefferson Park, you are qualified to win those 4-day Lollapalooza wristbands, so you get to go all 4 days, see everybody, all right?
If you win.
If you win. Yes, yeah, sorry, we should clarify. Yes. If you end up winning this week, then it's all you. Now, you are it, so you'll have to remember Lucy in Jefferson Park. Lucy... Jefferson Park is who you'll need to know at 11 a.m. Lucy, we're going to put you on hold, grab some info from you, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. So Lucy in Jefferson Park is the name that you're going to need to know coming up at 11 a.m. if you want to get qualified for those 4-day Lollapalooza wristbands.
Yes, and you want to go all 4 days because Charlie XCX, Lord, John Summit, Olivia Dean, Jenny, Disco Lines, I could keep going from Zara Larsson.
This is one of those things where, like, if you have never been to Lollapalooza, like, do it. Because I know there's so many people who are like, I grew up in Chicago, have never been able to go to the festival. Well, we want to send you this week with Lala Ticket Tag. So it's a big championship Monday. All right. You got the Knicks won the championship. You got the Carolina Hurricanes won the championship. That's officially over, by the way.
Okay. Oh, hockey.
Yes. In the NHL, they beat the Vegas Golden Knights. And so the Stanley Cup Finals are over. The World Cup is happening. And we have another champion that we need to talk to right now. And his name is Job Barbosa, and you know, Job, we have been keeping up with you for some time now, and his whole thing was that he was running every street in Chicago, and as of yesterday, you did it, Job!
You did it, Job!
Yes. yes. Now 100% complete of the city.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Just got to be king of the mountain right now after that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to feel, to be honest. Yesterday, a lot of people asked me, like, how you were feeling, and I said I was happy that it's over, but sad that it's over, because it's you know, the journey is better than the destination a lot of the times, and for me, it really was. I mean, the culmination of yesterday, having over 1,000 people show up, everyone donning the Chicago flag as we shut down Michigan Avenue, was amazing, obviously. But, like, just going to the different neighborhoods and chatting to people is fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, it really was an incredible sight to see just literally a sea of people wearing Chicago flags as capes in support of Job, and really, I think, in support of the greater mission, which was Job did a great job not only running every street in Chicago, but showing different sides of Chicago and really encouraging people to leave their neighborhood and, you know...
Explore more.
Explore, and you got the mayor on board, you got the governor on board, like you did the damn thing, Job.
Yeah, I mean, people connected with the journey, and at the start I did just going to different neighborhoods and just running and showcasing what I did in my runs, but people watched it. But when I started talking to people and interacting with people, people really connected with that. People connect with people, and so just going to different neighborhoods, no matter the neighborhoods, just chatting to people, showcasing people, putting your name to a face is something I found that's really powerful in social media, because for me now I can think of a neighborhood and I can think of someone like Englewood, I think of Jerome, Washington Heights, I think of a 7-year-old kid I ran with named Bryce. And so, like, different neighborhoods, I think of different people, and that's how you connect with people online is by connecting with others.
It's so beautiful to see how many people have connected with you that you didn't even know. I mean, I'm sure that when you showed up to that meeting spot where you told everybody to meet you, like, hey, I'm going to run this last street, would love it if you joined me. And then you saw thousands of people that wanted to be a part of your movement. What was that like? Like, how many people did you expect to show up? And then how surprised were you when it was over 1,000?
Yeah, I didn't expect anything, to be honest, in terms of, like, it could have been a hit or miss. Mm-hmm. I know that there was a lot of engagement online for people to show up, but a lot of people are like, oh, I don't run. But this is why I really wanted to make it inclusive. It's not about running. Like, you can walk the whole way. It was more about just being there, just supporting, and also getting a flag. Obviously, people wanted flags. But yeah, it was amazing just to see so many people. And yeah, I was initially very, very scared because it was raining. And so I thought, oh, no one's going to show up.
But they sure did.
Yeah.
Well, once again, we're talking to Job, who has run every street in Chicago now, and it took some time. How many miles do you think you ran across Chicago?
So in total, there's over 4,000 miles of streets in Chicago. However, I ran over 5,000 because there's so many dead ends. There's so many, like, streets that you have to go again to get other streets. It's not just like, okay, 4,000 miles, you just have to run that. No, you have to plan the route. At the start, I was less efficient. Yeah. And so, yeah, over 5,000 miles in just under 2 years.
You got some. How many pairs of shoes do you think you went through in this whole thing?
10 at least.
Yeah, I mean, that is absolutely just incredible what you've done running every street in Chicago. So you got to really see Chicago and you got to see every neighborhood. Can I ask, and I'm going to get a little drum roll here, what is your favorite neighborhood in Chicago?
People have asked me that. No drum roll. I don't have one. It's like asking a parent, like, who's your favorite kid? You can't decide.
All
right. There's pros and cons to each. Because some neighborhoods are good to run in. Like, they're more accessible, they're easier to get to. Mm-hmm. Other neighborhoods aren't that good to run in, but have good people.
Yeah.
You found so a little bit, like, of magic everywhere that you went.
Exactly.
You
want to
know something super cool, too? So I saw you running at the, or kind of around the half marathon. I'm not sure if you ran it, but I know you were there. And you had, like, your flag on you. And every time that, like, somebody passed you, people would say, oh, that's that guy that's running every street in Chicago. And then the day that you did your event yesterday, running down Michigan Avenue, everybody wore it like you. And I feel like now it's official. Wearing a flag around your neck that way is the Job.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Job.
You, like, started a movement, dude. It's the Job.
I guess so. I mean, yeah, in the half marathon, I just wasn't walking around just to walk around. I was trying to get last place.
Yeah.
And so I was second to last.
Yeah,
it was one of the most difficult things ever. Yeah.
You know what? But that's a there's a great reel that Job put up, and you should go see it because he was really having great conversations with some of those people that were coming in towards the end in the half marathon. And in some ways, that's more interesting than the people who are just crushing it and getting there first, because you get to hear their stories. And in a lot of cases, when you're last, it's a story of perseverance. There could be, you know, an issue with running, or there could be a health thing, but people are just powering through. What's your Instagram so everybody can go find you?
It's Hey Job. So Hey J-O-A-B-E.
Hey Job. Well, Hey Job, hey Job. You
yes.
did it, man. Congratulations. Thank you for chatting us
through
the whole thing. We'd love to keep in touch with you and you know, get a heads up on what you got coming up next, but we really appreciate your time and what you've done for the city.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to do a series where I want to go to every single neighborhood in Chicago, talk about every single neighborhood. I only started this journey when I was at 72% of the city complete, so there's so more to show, so many neighborhoods to go into, and yes, just continuing exploring Chicago. Like Carla said, explore more.
We love it. We love it. And you know what? We're going to have to go on one of these runs with you.
Yeah, one of these days we will. We were at Aurora Pride yesterday, but we're so excited. You did it. You ran every street in the city, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, Job?
Thanks very much. Have a great day.
All right,
you too.
Hey, we're commercial free. Can't Crush Carla. Your chance to win $1,000 is coming at 7:50. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. So your kid stood their ground. What happened? 877-591-9696. We'd love to hear stories. We had an interesting weekend. We went out to McHenry, and my daughter had to stand her ground just a little bit.
Against you?
No, not me.
Oh.
I'm 100% a pushover. So we went strawberry picking in McHenry. We took the drive out there, and they have Stades Farm, which is just a really cool, you know, you pick farm. So you pay for the bucket or whatever, and then you go out there and you can pick strawberries, and they have, you know, fresh produce and stuff, and they have a little train ride, and you can ride on the little tractor, and it's just a fun little family time. Very wholesome.
It's giving fall activities, but in the spring.
Yeah, and they do a huge, at Stades Farm, they do a big, like, fall pumpkin patch and that whole thing. But we went to go strawberry picking. My daughter's 2.5, loves strawberries, loves berries in general, as toddlers do. And
some adults.
Well, yeah, I mean... But toddlers, I mean, they'll really cost you a fortune on those fresh berries. So we go out there, and we're picking berries, and she's learning really quickly. We showed her which ones were kind of yucky, like if they're kind of yellowy and like kind of dead looking. We're like, no, those are yucky.
Don't eat those.
And she picked up really quickly which ones were good and which ones were not so good. So she's putting them in her little bucket, and I was putting some in her bucket. But then she realized that I was putting them in her bucket, and she was like, oh, well, you'll put them in the bucket, and I'll just eat them.
Oh, you know what? Partners.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
system.
So I'm crouching down and picking through strawberries and putting them in the bucket, and she's just grabbing them and eating the strawberries.
Having the time of her life. She was covered in, like, strawberries by the time that you were done.
I had shared a picture to my Instagram story where, yeah, she was just dripping strawberry juice all over. She was stained, like, literally in strawberry juice, having the time of her life. And out of nowhere, here comes this lady who's like, hey. And I thought... this is interesting that she just straight up looked at me and said, you should not let your daughter do that. And I was like, what? And she's like, eat these strawberries straight out of the ground. And I was like, oh, and I'm looking around, toddlers and kids, as far as the eye can see, eating these berries.
Was there a reason you were supposed to eat them from the ground? Like, as opposed to from where?
I mean, I don't know. I think that she thought that we should wash them first, maybe.
Okay.
And maybe you're right. There's a little bit of dirt, but let me tell you, kids end up with dirt in their mouths. And I was like, okay, heard.
Also, that's like the vibe.
And that's the vibe. All the kids are eating the berries. Why are you coming after me and mine?
Yeah.
Again, we're at the U Picket farm, and my 2.5-year-old daughter is eating berries. So she tells me that your kids shouldn't be eating berries. And then she turns to my daughter, who is 2.5, and she was like, you shouldn't be eating those berries out of the ground. Like, that's why we're here. And Dahlia just looks at her and takes a bite into a strawberry. And I thought, you know what? Good for you. Standing up. And I'm sure it came from probably a good place. I'm sure maybe she was worried about bugs or pesticides
whatever.
Or something. But she was fine, and she was eating her berries. And I was just really proud that she just looked this woman dead in the face and was like, I'm just going to keep eating strawberries. You're not my parent. You can't tell me what to do.
That's almost better, too, because she just looked her straight in the eye and just took a bite.
Yeah.
Like, watch what I'm about to do.
Oh, really? This, you mean?
You mean this strawberry?
Yeah. Which, she does the same thing to us all the time. We'll tell her no, and she'll be like, oh, really? Yeah. But something, I'm glad that she kind of stood her ground and didn't, like, take any heat from this strange lady.
100%, because I feel like if I was her age, and I've remembered instances where I was really young and somebody that was an adult told me something and it like really stuck with me.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she was like, stranger danger, don't care.
Yeah. So when did your kids stand their ground? And you were like, you know what? Hell yeah, kid.
Good for you.
877-591-9696. Would love to hear that story because I know that most parents have those moments with their kids where they're just so proud that they like, maybe they stood up to a teacher or a coach or
a friend, your neighbor.
Bully.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings, and we want to know, when did your kid have to stand their ground? And you were super proud of him for it. 877-591-9696. Part of the Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia. Ashley in Hammond, Indiana, who I think is talking a little bit quietly this morning. So we'll talk on your level. What's up, Ashley?
Well, I walked outside now so I can talk loud.
Oh, cool.
All right. Ashley, which one of your kids had to stand up for themselves?
Well, having five kids, I'm pretty sure I have a lot of stories, but just recently, my 9-year-old son has a little best friend who was getting messed with by some kids on his block, and when my son's friend was telling him about it, my son was like, no, let's go. We're going to go handle this right now.
All right.
He's ready to throw down.
Okay. Wait, so your son was the one that was trying to encourage the other kid to stand up for himself. Not so much start problems, but if someone else is going to start it, they're going to finish it.
Yeah, I was proud that he was ready to go and, like, stand up with his friend. Like, his friend was ready to stand up, too. They were going to start a whole little boy gang and the other gang.
We should make him a part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia.
We need someone that stands on business like that.
We need some tough kids around here to join the mafia.
Tough boy.
Yeah.
But you know what I like? I like when kids can also recognize that other kids are being bullied and they stand up for them.
Yeah, and when they stand up for their friends instead of just... Because I think, you know, in some instances, kids can be like, oh, my friend's kind of getting picked on. My friend's a loser. All right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's easy to fall with the crowd. Yeah. But I think it's sweet that your kid was willing to step up. It reminds me of my nephew, Liam. Mm-hmm. There was a kid that was bullying his friend and he kept being like, I think he was calling him a girl or something. Whatever. Not an insult, by the way. But Liam was like, you're a bleeping girl.
Oh.
Yep. Wow. F word on all of it.
Yeah. And that makes it 10 times more intense.
Yeah. And so then my sister was like, I'm not going to get him in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Because you're standing up for your friend.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that, Ashley.
You're welcome, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Have a great Monday. 877-591-9696. If you have a story. Also, just a friendly reminder, coming up at 7:50, we have Can't Crush Carla. Your chance to win $1,000 if you can crush Carla.
You can only crush me, though. You can't bully me. That's the rules.
All right. That's fair. It actually is quite fair. It's Mogan Carla Mornings, commercial-free on B96.
T-Pain. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. All right, so the United States is turning 250 years old on July 4th.
Now she doesn't look a day over 249. We've had a time.
You know, it's been 250 years, and we were talking about how crazy, how much changes in 250 years.
Oh my gosh. How much changes from one year to the other? But like, when you really think about the fact that it's barely been like maybe barely 100 years that we could vote.
Right. Yeah.
Well, girls, I mean.
Yeah, that women
can
vote. Yeah.
It's just... And we don't even know what it's going to look like in another 250 years. Cars might fly by then.
So 1776 is when we got started. Now it's 2026. We've got, you know, AI, and we are relying on technology for so many things. What will the world look like in 2276 in another 250 years? What will Chicago look like in another 250 years?
What if in 250 years our president is AI?
Well, maybe.
You know, we don't know. But I always find it fascinating because we know as much as the history books teach us and as much as we can see now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't even conceptualize what life would have been like. What was life like during Prohibition?
Well, and I don't think that we can conceptualize what life was 250 years ago. And we want to help the people of Chicago of 2276 get a little taste of what life was like way back when, in 2026.
Back in 2026.
So, we are doing something interesting. We are putting together a time capsule, and we want to know what we should put in this time capsule. We want a snapshot in time of Chicago. So, we're looking for people to get involved. We're looking for things... ideas, what would be the best things to put in a Chicago time capsule that'll be put in the ground in a couple of weeks and not removed until 2276.
2276. We have to, I feel like, sign some sort of declaration so that whoever works at B96 in 200 and... 226?
250 years.
226. Oh, that's the year we're in now.
2276.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
So, yeah, we're going to have to do some sort of declaration. Maybe we can get the mayor involved or the governor, somebody who can say, hey, you got to open this thing up. But we got to figure out what we're going to put in this time capsule. So kindly help us out at 877-591-9696. Eddie in Ravenswood, who is part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia, has some thoughts on what we could maybe put in this time capsule.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, Carla. Good morning. Well, here's the thing with a lot of Chicagoans, especially with our sports. For some reason, we can't stop talking about the 1985 Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears.
We know the reason.
So let's put in. We do. You're right. Let's put in some memorabilia from the 85 Bears season, and let's just continue the conversation 250 years from now.
Yeah, hopefully, right? We'll have a couple more
Super Bowls
to add to that list. Imagine it's 2276, and they're like, back in 1985, allegedly.
The Bears, the Hammond, Indiana Bears won the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's funny.
That's so good.
I like that idea. Ahmad the Amazing here wrote here that you suggested we put a bottle of Malort in this thing.
You know, it's one of those things where it's timeless, and we should share this with future generations. Every person that comes through Chicago, you kind of give that shot of Malort to a friend or an out-of-town visitor because we know the exact reaction that they're going to have. We want those people in the future to have the same exact reaction.
And imagine, what do you think that Malort would taste like after sitting in that bottle for 250 years?
Probably better.
Carlos, not wrong. Probably better. I'd love Ahmad's take on it because we all know Ahmad loves Malort.
So. Ahmad does love taking some shots of Malort. Well, thank you, Eddie, for your contributions. And if you have any 85 Bears memorial or memorabilia, I don't say that word.
Memorabilia.
Yeah. I don't talk for a living or anything.
we want to think of some really cool things to put in this time capsule. Like I'm thinking, we need to hit up Giordano's and get a slice of deep dish pizza, somehow freeze dried so that it lasts.
Yeah, or just leave it in there as is, see what happens. Bianca says a signed Chicago flag from Job, who just ran every street in Chicago.
Oh, that would be cool.
Let's see.
I'm thinking, I know that, I don't even think we do newspapers anymore, but I would love to print out, like, headline news from that day, that year.
Well, there's newspapers still. They're still printing the Chicago Tribune.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do
at
they sell
the Chicago
that?
Tribune. Where do we find it? Probably at the grocery store or something.
Yeah, where do they sell newspapers? Someone let us know. But I'm thinking something like that. I want to download the most popular TikToks of today.
Okay.
Put them in a USB, and then that way they can, like,
they're
going
to go,
what
is this USB? What can we possibly connect this to? Thank you, Eddie, for that.
Bye, Eddie.
All right, bye, Eddie.
So that they can, see what we were laughing at 250 years ago.
877-591-9696. What are we throwing in our Chicago time capsule that we're going to bury and it's to be opened in 250 years? Stacy's in Tinley Park. And you say recipes. What kind of recipes?
Like the recipes for Chicago pizza and, probably the best is the Chicago handshake with that bottle of Malort.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. Because some things I think just get lost in translation over the years. Like there's nobody to, pass all these things on.
Do you think, Stacy, that 100%. In 250 years we're going to lose the Chicago hot dog?
I don't know, man. I would hope not, but somebody's going to put ketchup on it.
Somebody might do that in 2026. Somebody named Carla.
Carla might be a ketchup on a hot dog person.
I might. But okay, so you're thinking recipes for the hot dog, a deep dish pizza, and what else? I think the brownie was invented in Chicago.
Beef. Yeah, beef, the beef sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, the Italian
all the
beef.
Different terminology for the dips and the peppers and,
All right.
Well, I like that.
That would be a good idea.
Well, Stacy, thank you very much for your contribution and have a great day, okay?
You as well. Thank
all right.
you.
So if you want to help, you can DM us at B96Chicago on Instagram. Do you have any thoughts what we should put in a Chicago time capsule that's going to be sealed, closed, and not opened for 250 years? What would you want people in 250 years to know about life in Chicago today?
Yes.
Who should we have involved in this?
Yeah, honestly, if you have anything you want to contribute, DM us at B96Chicago or even any ideas.
Give us about 3 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000 on B96.
B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
All right, Can't Crush Carla brought to you by Planet Fitness. Let's say hello to Evelyn and Ella in Naperville. So you two, so we got two people taking you on today.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Should I be scared of this sister duo? Can I call my sister and have her help me?
Would she be helpful?
She would be no help at all. She has two kids. Right now, all she knows is pop culture about Bluey and maybe Coco Melon.
Hey, you know what? I get it. All right, Evelyn and Ella, go ahead and throw Carla out of the room.
Get out of here, Carla.
Okay.
All right, so it's five pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla, we're going to get you $1,000, all right? We'll start with question number one. SpongeBob fans are emotional after rumors began circulating that Patrick Starr could potentially leave the show soon. What is the name of the squirrel character in SpongeBob?
I think it's Shelly.
Question number two. The New York Knicks beat the San Antonio Spurs and won the NBA championship. New Yorkers flooded the streets, resulting in dozens of arrests and 10 injured police officers. Which country gifted New York's Statue of Liberty to the United States?
France.
Question number three. Keke Palmer and Sean Evans were spotted on a date in Brooklyn over the weekend. This is after the two were getting flirty on Keke's podcast. What is the name of the YouTube show that Sean Evans hosts?
Perfect.
All right, question number four. No Doubt brought Olivia Rodrigo on stage at their final show this weekend at the Las Vegas Sphere. Who is the lead singer of the band No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
Question number five. Iceman by Drake spends a fourth week at number one on the Billboard 200. It's officially the longest running number one album of the year. How many albums did Drake release this year?
Three.
All right, let's get Carla back in here. While Carla's on the way in, what are you so... Okay, so it's Evelyn and Ella in Naperville. What are you two doing this morning that you got time to hang out and call us? Are you on the? Are you in the car on the way somewhere, or what are you doing?
Yeah, we're in the car.
Where are you going?
We're just on the way home.
From?
Getting breakfast.
All right, sorry, I'm just the nosiest person. And I want to know, what two sisters have time to hang out at this time of day?
But whenever two sisters have that time, you should definitely cherish it. You are so lucky. I miss my sister.
Well, there you
okay.
go. All right, welcome back, Carla. Three correct for Evelyn and Ella. Let's see how you do. Question number one, SpongeBob fans are emotional after rumors began circulating that Patrick Starr could potentially leave the show soon. What is the name of the squirrel character in SpongeBob?
Sandy.
Sandy Cheeks. Yeah. By the way, I did not know they were still making SpongeBob.
Like new episodes?
Yeah, I thought this thing ended a decade ago at least.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched it in a while, but I actually didn't watch it for the first time until I was a full adult.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. The New York Knicks beat the San Antonio Spurs Saturday, won the NBA championship. New Yorkers flooded the streets, resulting in dozens of arrests and 10 injured police officers. Which country gifted New York's Statue of Liberty to the United States?
France.
That came from France, yeah.
France.
Question number three. Keke Palmer and Sean Evans were spotted on a date in Brooklyn over the weekend.
I love this, by the way.
This was after the two were getting flirty on her podcast. What is the name of the YouTube show that Sean Evans hosts?
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones is correct. Question number four. No Doubt brought Olivia Rodrigo on stage at their final show this weekend at the Las Vegas Sphere. Who's the lead singer of the band No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
The iconic Gwen Stefani. That's right. Question number five. This seems to be going well for you, Carla. Iceman by Drake spends a fourth week at number one on the Billboard 200. It's officially the longest running number one album of the year. So,
really?
Kudos to Drake.
Okay.
How many albums did Drake release this year?
Three in one day.
Three in one day, yeah. And we were
low-key
hating, but hey, it's doing okay.
You know,
charts-wise.
But Drake fans are Drake fans.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that, like...
You know what, though? Like, old Drake, I liked most of the stuff.
Right, but
you know what I mean?
When you're a true fan of a person, I think you like love all their music. Like, for example, I love Cat's Eye, and I know that some of their songs aren't like probably the bestestest. But
you just love them.
But I love them so much that I stream it and I listen and then I fall in love with the song anyway. Yeah. And so I'll have to assume that Drake fans are like that.
I think chart-wise, Drake is among the most successful rappers of all time, if not the.
Yeah.
There was some crazy stat that for like 15 years or something, he didn't leave the Billboard 200.
That's iconic.
So, you know what? Kudos to Drake for doing his thing.
I still listen to Passion Fruit.
Do you? Oh, yeah. See?
I listen to that one too.
All that to say, 5 for Carla, 3 for Evelyn and Ella in Naperville. Unfortunately, you know what that means for you.
We're Evelyn and Ella from Naperville, and we can't crush Carla.
You know what?
That was so cool.
That was. It sounds like you practiced not being able to crush Carla. We love you guys. Thank you for waking up with us. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right,
talk to you soon.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Kara is in Downers Grove. Okay, so your boyfriend seems to be a good guy, but he's too sensitive?
Guys, he's a little bitch.
Okay. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess.
Well, she said it, not us.
Yeah, can you say that? Why is that?
Well, here's the thing. I've always liked a sensitive guy, right? I appreciate a man who's like emotionally intelligent, in touch with his feelings.
I don't think you do, girl, but okay.
You sound angry.
You know, they can cry once in a while, but like, this is too much. It's so much.
He's always expressing emotion.
Okay, so tell us about it. I mean, how did you get to this point? You sound angry about how emotional this man is. How did this start?
It's just overwhelming, right? The first time he cried in public was on our first date.
Oh, wow. That would be a little surprising.
Yeah. What were you talking about?
Well, there's this place called Entourage here in Downers Grove. Everyone goes there, right? And, you know, had a few dates there before. Okay. But anyway.
Okay, you're going through spot.
So essentially you're saying the people have seen you before and now you're with Cry Guy.
But like, he's telling me the story about his niece and he starts crying. Like, at first it seems refreshing, right? Like, okay, like he actually can be in touch with his feelings. And then he pulls a tissue out of my purse.
Like, how did he know you had tissues in your purse?
I mean, I always have snacks and tissues and I got what I need. Okay. But I didn't realize it was going to be for a cry session.
Okay.
Okay, so he cries on the first date. When does he cry again?
Well, now all the time, everywhere we go. Like, I'm always self-conscious that people think, like, I'm the mean girlfriend making him cry, right?
Have you talked to him about this? Have you said, look, I really appreciate your, you know,
sensitivity,
but you're crying all the time?
Well, no, because then he'll just start crying.
Yeah. I think you're right.
This is interesting because, so my zodiac sign is Cancer, which means I'm emotional and I cry a lot. And I think obviously like with girls, it's more socially acceptable, not that it's okay, but it's more socially acceptable for girls to cry than guys. So I understand how it might be a little bit jarring to see a guy cry, but I would like to invite the idea that men can also show emotion and like, he'll guarantee cry when you walk down the aisle. I see this as a good thing.
That's true. If you get married and do like a first look.
This is a good thing.
But let me ask you this, though. Is it to a point now, Kara, that because your boyfriend cries so much and is so in touch with his emotion, that you're kind of becoming unattracted to him?
I don't know. I mean, he is attractive. He's funny. He's got a manly job, right? He's a construction foreman, right? Like.
Well, that's why he's crying at home. He can't cry on the job, you know?
Oh, my God. Imagine.
And all of those things are great, but he's also a weeping willy all the time.
Weeping willy.
It's so... And we don't know that the construction foreman doesn't cry.
Right.
I mean...
I don't know. I think it's sweet. I think it's sweet.
But could you understand where, like, eventually you'd be like, oh, my God, here we go again?
No! because
you appreciate the emotional side of a man.
Yes, I don't know how many like guys you've dated in the past, Kara, but I've dated guys that are so empty and devoid of emotion and just like disassociated in the relationship where I'm like, gosh dang, do something.
Oh, yeah.
That I think crying's not the worst thing.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, it's Kara. She's in Downers Grove. She's with a guy that she says is great, except that he is a crier. But he doesn't just cry a little bit. He cries all the time. And it's to a point where she's, it sounds like, mad.
He's going to cry when he hears this, girl.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's going to sob. So the question, though, is can you be in a relationship with somebody if, like, if it's a guy and he's always crying? What's interesting about this conversation is if a guy called and said, my girlfriend cries too much, we would immediately get mad at him and be like, you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
But we're treating this obviously a little bit different because I guess maybe on some level it is different. Or is it?
Well, social norms.
Yeah.
We're not saying that the norms are right.
Yeah.
We're not used to seeing men be so emotional, but it's Mental Health Awareness Month for men this month.
877-591-9696. Can this be a match or is it a mistake? I mean, God, if you break up with this guy, he is...
He won't stop crying.
Yeah.
It's going to flood the Chicago River.
Yeah, I know. Okay, 877-591-9696. Can this be a match, or is it sadly a mistake?
Now, it's up to you to decide. I love it. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696.
Wow.
It's Moe and Carla Mornings on
B96. It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings, and our match or mistake today has Kara in Downers Grove wondering if she should leave her boyfriend because he is too sensitive for her, and he cries all the time.
And she's not so into it because she's like, I need somebody that's going to keep it together while we're in public.
She said that it sometimes feels like people might judge her for making her boyfriend cry, essentially. Which I guess I get that. Could it be a match? Can you be in a relationship with somebody who's just crying all the time? Or is that a mistake? Now, Lulu in Rogers Park, you say it's a mistake. Why?
So, honestly, guys, by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Me, personally, I think it's a mistake, and I'm not going to dim the light on mental health for men because I do have three older brothers, and I'm the youngest girl in my family. And I would love for, like, a man to have, like, feelings and stuff like that because I do have older brothers, and I have a whole bunch of guy cousins in my family.
Yeah.
But to be going out in public like that, be crying and weeping, like, enough is enough. Like, bring it back from behind the doors, guys. Like, it will get, like, tiring. Just like how anything else that will be, like... something like that. It's just too much.
There's a time and a place.
Exactly. There you go. Time and a place. That's the perfect wording for it.
Well, I think there is a little bit of focus on the fact that he's a man that's crying, but I don't know. Like, a guy who's dating a girl, if she was constantly sobbing, that might be like, ugh, too.
That would be a problem, too. Nobody wants to be in the middle of a date and then they're crying.
Yeah, that's, I guess, not a fun way to spend a date. But if it's a good guy, would you leave him over the fact that he is... I almost said a crybaby. That's a really rude and toxic thing
but
to
being
say.
Being a crybaby.
Yeah.
Honestly, well, me personally, I'm not interested in guys, but... Even if I were to, like, I would not want my girlfriend to be crying all the time. Like, we're out on a date, we're enjoying ourselves, like, stop, there's a time and place for everything, and you're ruining the moment, like, stop.
Ruining the vibe.
No, as a woman, I'm emotional, but, like, stop, like...
No, it's so true, Lulu, because I just went on a date and we were eating mariscos at this restaurant and there was like a live singer and everything. Vibes were high, you know? And the singer sang a really sad song about like parents.
Okay.
And my eyes watered a little. And the guy that I was on a date with, his eyes watered a little. But neither of us cried because we both knew that we weren't about to kill the vibe at this marisco spot.
Okay.
We're sipping margaritas. Like, you know, there's a time and a place.
It was controlled tears. All right. Thank you so much, Lulu. Have a great day. Now, Gloria in Evanston, part of the Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia, is saying mistake, but you're saying it's a mistake for him to continue seeing her.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because, like, what if she was in that situation? What if she was the one crying? And she went, like, she's just not, like, I just feel like she's talking about him in the radio and the whole world to know, like, oh, like, basically, like, be aware because he's a crybaby. Any guy cries. A lot of guys hold it in because they don't know how to show expressions because they either grew up with a Hispanic mom telling her, why are you crying? There's no need to cry, you know, all that type of stuff. Like me, I try not to cry in front of my man because, well, if I had a man, in front of him because I grew up like that.
Wait a minute. Is this breaking news? Are you single?
Yes.
Gloria from Evanston.
Is single.
And your man broke up. Wow. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's been 2 months already. I'm okay. I have to talk to him because of our daughter.
Right, yeah.
I mean, but it's okay.
All right. Well,
I'm not going to sit here and sob all the time for him. Like, I have my girls to worry about.
All right. I respect it. And did he sob in front of you? That's not why you broke up with him, right?
No, he doesn't sob in front of me, but he just, like, very manipulative of a person that, like, tries to get his way. So,
there you go.
Well, so what you're saying is there's worse things out there that a guy can do than shed
cry
a few
and
tears.
Be sensitive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Gloria, and have a great day, okay?
No problem.
All right. So, again, it's Kara in Downers Grove. She's thinking about breaking up with her boyfriend because he cries a little bit too much for her liking.
I'm so confused because I want him to be able to express his emotions, but I get it. I don't want you to be crying in the middle of Target.
Is it match or mistake? 877-591-9696. It's B96, Mogan Carla Mornings and Moog's Mega Minute. Our trivia game that could earn you $1,000 is coming up here at 840. Right now, though, we have Kara in Downers Grove on match or mistake. Her boyfriend cries a little too much for her liking, and she's thinking about breaking up with him. Can it be a match or is it a mistake? Amore in Chicago, you say this is a match.
I do. I say it's a match.
And what is your thought there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I believe that this may be a temporary thing. I think he has deep suppressed emotions that need to be unpacked, and it's worth sticking it out and just asking some harder questions. Like, what does he need so he can get this out so we can move forward?
Oh, so you're saying it could be like a phase. Maybe, some good conversations or even some therapy could kind of help him work through it.
Yeah, and I think that that's what he probably needs, because if it's so consistent, then it's just showing that's a telltale for I need some deeper help.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, and you know what it is? I guess it is a kind way to, like, think about giving people grace, because I don't know if Amore, you've ever had a moment in your life where you're like, whoa, for those couple months, I was not being myself.
Oh, completely irrational.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, whoever met me in the summer of 2019, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who you met.
We've all had moments where we were, like, out of, our norm. Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't be, the marker for who we are.
That's a very good way to look at it, because we've all had our moments. I went through a kind of an anger thing.
Ooh.
In 2015. Yeah.
I could not imagine that. Amore, if you knew Moog, like the way that I know Moog, he's the calmest person.
It was.
That's because he got all that anger out.
Yeah. I went to therapy and, worked through all that. And I'm in a whole different season of my life now. But yeah. So yeah, exactly. I like what you said there, and I appreciate that. Have a wonderful day, Amore.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Kara, ultimately, this is your relationship. You're with a guy who you feel cries a little bit excessively, but do you think that it's going to end in a match, or is it going to be a mistake?
I think it's actually a match after kind of hearing how it's being perceived. Like, maybe I am being overly sensitive.
Well,
like,
thank God, because I was so stressed about you breaking up with this man.
It's raining enough outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Carla made a good point, right? Like, I'd rather someone who is sensitive and kind over someone that's, like, devoid of emotion and, like, disassociated with life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, so, I get that. And, like, there are so many worse things when you think about, like, when dating. Like, there are so many things that you got to deal with. Guys,
he could be lying. He could be yelling at you.
Yeah. And he just happens to get emotional about things.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like maybe we can chat a little bit about how not to just publicly cry so much. I have a lot of emotions.
I don't know that it's always as easy as not crying. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not a cry guy like that. Once in a while, if I see a reel, Usually if I see reels about girl dads and how quickly your daughters grow up,
you're just water instantly waterworks.
Yeah. But usually I'm by myself on the couch when that happens. But wishing the best for you and this guy, okay?
All right, thank
just
you.
Just invest in some Kleenex.
And in maybe an umbrella.
Yeah, yeah.
Show us what you got so you can win. Moog's Mega Minuteman. 10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Moog's Mega Minuteman.
Brad is in Midway, is going to take on Moog's Mega Minute today for a chance at $1,000. How you feeling, Brad?
A little nervous, but I think I could do this.
All right. Do you tend to play this game in your car?
Never.
Oh, all right. Well, you're the first timer.
What inspired you to call
in
today?
I do like trivia.
Okay.
So. All right. Well, let's see how you do. It's 10 trivia questions, 1 minute. Get them all correct. You are winning $1,000 thanks to DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm. Here we go. We'll start real simple with which board game has a knight, king, and a pawn?
I'm going to have to go with chess on this one.
That's correct. What day does Father's Day land?
What day does Father's Day land?
Yeah.
That'd be June.
What day of the week?
Oh, on Sunday.
Correct. Who sings the song Espresso?
That is...
You can say pass if you don't know.
Yeah, I'll pass this one.
All right. What do you call a woman whose husband died?
A widower?
Incorrect. Which movie has the character Elle Woods?
Elle Woods?
Yes.
Pass.
What type of beverage is a White Claw?
That would be a hard seltzer.
That's correct. If someone was born today, what's their zodiac sign?
Leo.
Incorrect. Astrophobia is the fear of what?
Faith?
That is correct. However, we missed two questions and we got a few wrong and passed. So let's go through the ones you either got wrong or passed. Who sings the song Espresso?
Sabrina Carpenter.
What do you call a woman whose husband died? You said a widower.
It's actually a widow.
Yeah, a widower is a man whose wife died. And then which movie has the character Elle Woods?
Legally Blonde.
If someone was born today, what's their zodiac sign?
Not Leo, but Gemini.
Yeah. So, all that to say, you did not win Moog's Mega Minute today, and you did not win $1,000. But we enjoyed having you on.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, maybe I'll try again next time.
Yeah, you know what? Good idea. We do this every single weekday at 8:40 for a chance at $1,000.
Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Let's do some little victories. Call us at 877-591-9696.
Tell us something amazing that's going on in your life that you want to shout out, that you're proud of. You want to show off. Show off. You could be braggadocious here.
Maybe it's as simple as you happen to be a Knicks fan in Chicago and you're excited that New York took the championship. Or maybe you're a Carolina Hurricanes fan in the NHL.
You know, I've never once in my entire life...
met a Knicks fan?
No. Heard of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh.
I've met a few Knicks fans, I'm sure.
Yeah. I was like, wait, where are you going with that? 877-591-9696. Whatever it is that's a little victory in your life, we would love to share it and celebrate it with everybody else.
Yes. So come on and share us something good.
Yep. Little Victories coming up next. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on Chicago's B96. It's Little Victories on B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings and Emily in West Ridge. Your little victory is?
My little victory is coming back from Wisconsin Dells.
Oh.
We successfully achieved our family vacation this weekend.
Hey!
Look at that!
Which of the resorts did you stay at in the Dells?
We stayed for Noah's Ark.
Oh, in Noah's Ark. Interesting. And how was it? Tell me all about it, because we're going out there the week of July 4th, and we're going to stay at, I think it's like Kandalahari or something like that, but have never done the Dells.
I would definitely recommend Mount Olympus or Noah's Ark. We truly had an amazing experience with Noah's Ark. As long as you stay with one of their branches of the hotels that they have, they give you the free tickets. All you do is pay for parking, but they have lots of water parks. The amusement park is huge. And then there's opening shows almost every weekend. So you might experience a different opening show the weekend that you go.
Okay.
The week, but yeah. They do offer huge packages for you and your family to have fun.
The Wisconsin Dells just seems like a ginormous town that's just a playground for kids, and I love it. But I think it depends a lot on like how old your kids are, right? How old are your kids, Emily?
Mine are 1 year, and the oldest is 13 years old.
Oh, okay.
And they have amusements for both of them.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know, Mo, you have a younger daughter, so I'm assuming that when you're looking for advice, you want somewhere where it's also going to be friendly for the little kiddos.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the cool things about it is they have, like, toddler and baby-friendly little water parks, too, where it's not, like, deep waters that they're swimming in or anything. Well, I'm glad that, so it was you and the whole family and everybody got to go out there and just have a blast, huh?
Yeah, it was just all four of us, my husband and our two kids. And another little big thing between of that is that both of them learned how to swim.
Wow.
The baby just let go completely and he started swimming on his own. And it was just a proud moment on our vacation.
Huh.
No pressure, no nothing. It just happened.
Wow.
At 1 year old?
Yes.
Emily, you lied to me.
Yes.
wait. Carla said, Emily, you lying to me? And you said, yes.
I am not. Okay. I am not. We recorded. It was in the water, but I said, run, go get the phone. We have to record this.
Oh, how funny.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that you had a great family vacation. I'm glad the kids learned how to swim. And you sound like you're definitely going to be going back to the Dells at least a few more times in the next couple years, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely probably before school starts this year again.
Okay, cool.
Woo,
wow.
2-in-1 summer.
Well, glad you had a great vacation, and thanks for sharing that with us, okay?
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
All right,
you
have
too.
A great week.
Bye, Emily.
It's Little Victories on B96. Jamie and Charlotte are both on the phone in Winfield, so it's a mom and daughter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is the Little Victory? And whose is the Little Victory?
It's Charlotte.
Okay. Hi, Charlotte.
I can do a back handspring by myself.
Hey!
Whoa! Is that your little victory?
Yeah.
Okay, so how long have you been trying to do a back handspring?
Wow.
She's tried it for a few months.
Okay, and finally you nailed it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's incredible.
What did you want to learn to do a back handspring for? Are you in gymnastics? Are you in cheerleading?
I'm in gymnastics.
Okay.
Cool. Man, what a great sport. Well,
I know.
Congratulations on getting that back handspring done. And you got to keep us updated when you start learning all the other things, okay?
Okay. What's the next thing you want to learn how to do? Like a back tuck or?
What do you think?
Probably the splits.
Oh,
the splits. Okay.
All
right.
Wow. All sound like very hard things, gymnastics. So be safe. Take care of yourself. But congratulations. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, guys. Charlotte.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for Mogan Carla Mornings today. Stick around for Letty B. She'll have your next chance to get qualified for those 4-day Lollapalooza wristbands coming up at 11 a.m.
Yes. So I hope that you were listening at 7 a.m. And if not, listen at 11 and you'll be ready for 2.
Enjoy the day. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on Chicago's B96.